Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Brewer, and this past Sunday we continued on in our series. We're walking through the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, and on Sunday we were reading from Philippians. I read verses just 8 and 9, and it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." I gave our folks really three major points on Sunday. I said, right, think God-honoring thoughts, imitate Christ-like people, and then the third point, not a command, but just a statement to make, is that the presence of God is not just possible, but it's promised. That the presence of God and the peace that comes from the Lord is not just possible, but it's promised. And if I can, I just want to take a moment to really talk about the first of those, and that is our thought life. I'm sure a number of us this week on the Drivecast are going to be talking about that, and I don't think that repetition is a bad thing, because this is so important. Paul lists out all these things, what's true, what's honorable, what's just, pure, lovely, commendable. If anything's excellent or praiseworthy, he says, think about these things. Hold these things in your mind. Pay attention to them. Consider them. And what you think about, Paul talks about this in multiple of his letters. In Romans, I believe it's chapter 12, where he says, right, we're not to be conformed to the world, but we're to be conformed really to Christ by the renewal of our minds, by renewing our minds. The reality is the old person is dead. When you trust Jesus Christ with your life, the old person dies and a new person comes to life, a new person with a new mind. What Paul is saying here is we live that out. This is part of working out our salvation, as he talked about in chapter 3, that we have new minds and we are to daily put off the old practices, put away the thoughts that belong to the old man, to the old woman, and to think about things that help us in our relationship with Jesus. And I said on Sunday, and I'll say now, that doesn't mean, hey, your only options are the Bible, Christian music, and Christian entertainment, right? I kind of joked with folks and said, you know, for some of us, we hear this and go, okay, the Bible, the river, and the Chosen. Those are my options, right? No, what I'm saying, you can, there are so many things in the created natural world you can go out and look at, and it can be an act of worship. As you think about those things and you see things, going on a walk through the woods, taking a walk at the beach, right? Looking at a sunset, you see these things that God has created and you think about them. And as you think about them rightly, they point you back to the Lord. There are so many things that people have created, music, entertainment, art. There are so many things we create that you can look at and you can appreciate their beauty and the goodness of those things and thought about rightly, they point you back to the Lord. But if we're honest, there are also many things that people have created, that culture, right, that we create, that are unholy, unhelpful, and sometimes just downright damaging. And we have a responsibility as believers to be disciplined and to be intentional about guarding our minds and not just keeping out the things that are bad, but filling our minds, feeding our minds with the things of the Lord, with things that are good and right and just and pure, thinking on those things, thinking on the Word of God, thinking about who God is and what He's done for us and the good world that He's created and the good things that people produce that help point us back to the Lord, to think on those things. And so if I could encourage today, I think a good starting place is really just assessment. If you could take some time, and I challenged all our folks at the Delaware campus to do this on Sunday or sometime this week, I'll challenge everyone listening today, if you haven't already taken this step, just take some time to think about what you think about. Take a moment, so maybe a few minutes, 10 minutes, right? Get out a piece of paper and a pen or write it down on your phone, whatever you need to do. Take some notes on, hey, what am I thinking about on a daily basis? What fills my mind and my thoughts? and then make necessary adjustments. If you recognize, man, I'm filling my mind with some things, some images, some thoughts, entertainment, music, it's just not helpful in my pursuit of Christ, then yeah, put those things away. Put those things off. And then intentionally move your mind to things that are going to help in your pursuit and your enjoyment of the Lord. All right, fill your minds. Think on those things for the glory of God. But first step would be just to do an assessment of what it is, thinking about what it is that you're thinking about. Let's take some time now just to pray. Lord, your word tells us that you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on you. That when our minds are fixed on you, there's peace, Lord. That's how this passage ends, that the God of peace will be with us. And so, Lord, I ask that you would give us the grace and the power by your Holy Spirit to just be intentional about our thought life, that we would take the time to assess, Father, the things that we're thinking about, and then make the necessary changes. Not, God, not in an attempt to earn anything from you, but as a reflection of what you've done for us, an outworking of our salvation and our new identities in and because of Christ. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now just to reflect and to pray for yourself.